Welcome to Teach Kids, a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Today I want to talk to you about helping kids overcome hardship. Do you wonder if your children are going to make it through some of the difficult tests life will throw at them? Do we have to go live on Poverty Street and make the kids walk 10 miles in snow to school so we can know they're hardy enough to make it? No, but we do need to make sure they can tackle a regular number of dilemmas. They need a challenging amount of responsibility in their everyday lives, and then on top of that, look for life's natural dilemmas and intentionally help kids handle them well. How did your household do with the COVID quarantine? Was there a lot of complaining, or did your family find creative ways to make do and also make some special memories along the way? Yes, some had true grief and hardship, and many more just had the loss of the usual blessings. We want to grieve hard losses and also to identify blessings. One of the special memories at our house was a home high school graduation. We played pomp and circumstance as our son came down the stairs in cap and gown. And as he stood in the living room, my husband and I took turns standing with him and speaking. But nothing we said matched what happened next. His older brother spontaneously got up, stood next to him and said, "I really look up to you, man," and continued with high praise. It clearly meant the world to our graduating son. That wouldn't have happened in an auditorium with hundreds of other grads. With the loss of a public celebration came the gain of hearing special affirmation from the people who matter most, and a friend party later, of course. We can't always see how God is working in hard circumstances, but we should be on the lookout. I suggest you make a game of it in your family. When a tire goes flat, say, "How could this be a blessing in disguise?" and get an idea from everyone in the car. When you run out of something that feels essential, say, "Who can come up with the best idea for an alternative for me?" When you forget something and there's a consequence, talk about it and say, "What could God be teaching me through this that will help me in the future?" and get some ideas. When it rains on your camping trip, say, "Thank God that was way better than blistering heat." Eventually, they will pick up on your example. Commend every well-handled challenge. Hebrews 5:8 says Christ learned obedience through the things which he suffered. It's strange to think Jesus, who is God in the flesh, needed to learn obedience, that he needed to be totally surrendered to the Father's will and go apart every day to pray and exercise his dependence on the Father. If he needed to do that, how much more do we? As a human, growing up through childhood and teen years, Jesus strengthened his ability to yield to God by passing the smaller to the larger tests. He ultimately became obedient to death on a cross. The word obedient is used again in Philippians 2:8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Small dilemmas can be dress rehearsals for the big plays that will matter in eternity. So each small obstacle or hardship each day is actually an opportunity. James chapter 1 says to count it all joy when we meet trials of various kinds. That includes the little ones. I spent so much of my life being impatient with the little things instead of seeing them as an opportunity to surrender and learn obedience. The little eyes that watched me picked up on a totally wrong attitude. Now I hope for those challenging opportunities so I can show those eyes a different heart and show them what God is doing. What is the best way to prepare children for hardship? Demonstrate looking for God's hand. Demonstrate surrender and learning obedience. Demonstrate receiving every hardship as an opportunity to do everything to the glory of God.
Teach Kids is a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship.